Welcome to another time of growth and personal transformation. Yay! It's week 4, day 1. It's going to be a month. This week, we started this transformational journey together. And if you know the law of compound interest, when you do things in bits over time, the gratification multiplies. So the way you were on week 1, day 1 is not the same way you are now today, week 4, day 1. So this shows you that no matter how small, it's important to start and commit to your growth and be consistent at it. Yeah. So my name is Precious Oguntunde, and as you all know, I love to be called a growth driver. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to coach you through this 8-week growth program, and I'm sure that you have been experiencing a level of growth and upgrade in your lives. I'm super excited to be working and walking with you on this journey. In the coming weeks, we'll be talking more about execution and the things you need to learn while you're executing. This program is the I Did It program, so that we expect when you are done with this program, you must have committed to a goal, had an action plan, you know, and worked on it to a degree to have a version of whatever it is, whatever your goal is, yeah? So it's important that we walk you through execution. So today, this podcast will be talking about time management and execution. Time management and execution. During the first coaching call, I mentioned one of my articles that I wrote about time management, which helped a lot of people at the time when I published the post, and I felt like you guys should all go through it as well. But today if you didn't go through it, you still have to go through it, yeah? But I'll be talking about time management today. It's so important to manage time. Time management is so important because we all have the same time. That is, I mean, everybody has access to 24 hours daily. We all have 24 hours. Nobody has 48 hours. Even if sometimes you wish, like, God, can you just add 2 more hours? Like, I don't have time. A lot of people say, I don't have time. I'm busy. So let's learn about how to manage time on the journey to execution, because a lot of people start things and don't finish because of the time they have either at their disposal or the lack of management of the time they have. Yeah, so it is important to manage time because you are all that you are right now because of the things that you give your time to. So somebody might be 20 years, somebody might be 15 years, somebody might be 28 years. So the sum of your life is what you are giving your time to. That means growth fuels in the years. What you do with the time is what amounts in your life, right? So you are 20 years. What have you done with 20 years of your time? Yeah, 20 years is in time, because if you break it down to 20 years to you have 12 months in a year, that's already like 240 months, you know, and all. Breaking it down that way. So you are the sum of everything you give your time to. Time is very important, and we all have it in equal measure. So the same time the President of the United States of America has at his disposal in a day is the same you have. Time is a common factor to all. There is no difference between the time of the rich and the time of the poor. But the management of the time is what causes the difference in results that we have in our lives. So if you know that you end things abruptly because of time, you always complain about procrastination and being overwhelmed, I need you to pay attention carefully in today's podcast. The most important thing I would like to talk about in this podcast is the idea of prioritization. This simply means that giving your time to the things that count in your life, giving your time to things that count in your life. If you wake up and you have 24 hours a day, you can watch movies all through the day, you can gist or chat with friends all through the day, you can be on social media all through the day. If you are working a 9 to 5, you can be at work maybe for 8 hours in the day, stuck in traffic 5 hours, sleep for 8 hours. We can all fill our days with different things, but it's so important that we're intentional about how to manage our time with respect to our priorities. And I mentioned earlier that you are all you are for whatever you have given your time to. So the things you should give your time to in your life are the things of priority, the things that you put in high esteem and you agree that are important. So items of priority are important items in your life. So for some people, spirituality is important. For some people, paying attention to their finances is important. For some people, family is everything. A larger part of their day is given to serving their families, right? So whatever it is you identify as important should be what you give your time to. And there's a line between what is important and what you like to do. So for example, if what is important to you is your finances and what you like to do is see movies, giving your time to see movies is a mismanagement of your time, because your finances is more important, but you're not paying attention to it, or you're not giving your time to developing your finances. Do you understand? So when you say you can't do this, you can't do that, you are busy here and there, you need to sit down to reflect and say, what am I giving my time to as opposed to what I really need or want in my life? Right, so it's good that you have a meeting with yourself to be clear on what is prior to you. In this 8-week growth program, I want to believe that you have committed to a series of goals. I have come up with action plans, and I want to believe that those goals you committed to are things of priority in your life. So it's important that you give your time to executing all of those things you have put in your action plan, right? The list of a document, because in the last podcast I explained what an action plan is, you know, and how to come up with an action plan. So if whatever you committed to is prior to you, is so important to you, you should give your time to it. You shouldn't say, I'm too busy to work on my goal. If you are too busy to work on your goal, you have to sit down to say, then there's something more important. So that's why you are the only one who can define your priority. What is priority to me, or what I count as priority, might not be the same for you, because we are two different individuals who have two different journeys, right? Yes, so it's very important that you define what is priority to you, so that you can commit to it. If there's anything you claim you are too busy for, it means it is not so important to you. That is, there's something on your scale of preference over what you claim not to have time for. That's just what it is. So on the journey to execution, whatever you are committing to, and that was why I spoke about it in the first week of how on the idea of clarity, who you are, how your purpose, your goals should align with you. Shouldn't just be something you pick out from the space to say, oh, I want to lose weight. Why do you want to lose weight? Is it important to you? Because that also drives your execution. It helps you to attach priority to it such that you can give your time to it and not claim that you are too busy to commit to it. So it's so important that whatever is taking your time is an item of priority to you. So it's very key on your journey to execution that you learn to manage time. When you learn how to manage time, you know the things to say no to, you know the things to say yes to, and you are not everywhere doing everything. Because when everything is important, then nothing is important. There will definitely be something that takes preference over.